Well, hello there, and welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We're your host, Jason and Tony.
In case you missed us.
In case you missed us, yeah. Well, Noah, the weather people.
Not the guy that built the boat.
Right, no, he's not around anymore to make these lists, but they've named all the new hurricanes for this year.
Yay, that's exciting right there.
Andrea's going to be the first.
Andrea.
And then Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Hurricane Barry.
Hey, we got a pal, Barry. Yeah. He's too passive to be a hurricane.
Right, man. I just like, that's just going to be like a little sprinkle, a little happy little sprinkle.
Yeah, Barry's a good dude. He wouldn't ever hurt nobody.
Chantel, Dorian, Aaron, Fernand, Gabrielle, Humberto, Ingrid, Jerry.
These aren't real
no
hurricane-y names.
No, Hurricane Jerry, that doesn't sound scary either. The Jerrys I know, if somebody's smoking meat, they're stopping.
Jerry's IGA.
I know three Jerrys. All three of them. Someone got a brisket on the smoker?
Oh, they're all grilled.
Okay, well, I'm going to quit hurricaning for a while. Yeah. Try this brisket out.
Yeah, these are all pal, you know, running buddy names.
Right.
You know, I thought they would be more hurricane-y.
Yeah, they should...
I tell you what they ought to do.
What?
Is they ought to like take hurricane names and it be like an old school principal. You know, it's like, oh no, this looks pretty bad. Mr. Pritchard's coming up the East Coast. You know, and after this one's over, Mr. Bertram's right behind him.
Yeah, we're all gonna get spankings. Yeah. This is a paddle hurricane. Some old boy spent $400,000 on a diamond ring at Costco.
Holy cow.
We wondered what he had done. Everybody knows what Costco is, Sam's, same thing.
Like Walmart's.
Well, somebody went in there and bought a diamond ring for $400,000.
Lordy, lordy.
I know. It was the biggest diamond ring purchase ever in the history of Costco.
What kind of dog house was this dude in?
What did he do? And does he still get credit for spending that much, even though he got it from a discount warehouse store? Right. I mean, do you still get credit for that?
Right. Ladies, you know, he loves you, but if he goes to Walmart to buy the old Roy diamond, you know, does that have such lasting awe?
The diamond, old Roy. And if you can't afford the old Roy, you can always get the great value. Yeah. Had a new story from Tony in Tony Tales.
Here it is.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, the Invisible Man was walking down the streets of Cookville when he stopped at Ralph's to get a donut. Ding, ding! The Invisible Man rang the bell.
Who's there?
Yelled the man behind the counter. I'm the Invisible Man and I'd like a dozen donuts.
I'm Mark and I can't see ye. That ain't normal. I'm used to them see people. Ain't never met an invisible people before, said Mark.
It's okay. There's lots of us invisible people, and we don't come out much.
Wait a minute, said Mark. If y'all see through people is everywhere, do y'all watch us pee and stuff?
No, said the Invisible Man. He explained to Mark that seeing people pee-pee ain't stuff that invisible-ese people do. They're just like us, except they ain't all the way there and see-through and stuff. They fish and everything. Mark became very open-minded and accepting of the Invisible-ese people and even set out a bucket for them to use as a restroom since they don't need walls and stuff. The end.
It's a really bad allergy season. And from Jason and Tony Industries. Here's a new allergy pill.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive-Benazycanahista-Zyrtec-Clariflone-Dimetapaphene. Sudactive-Benazycanahista-Zyrtec-Clariflone-Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive-Benazycanahista-Zyrtec-Clariflone-Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive-Benazycanahista-Zyrtec-Clariflone-Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name.
Tony had a brand new word of the day today.
My English teacher's so proud.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Slang snot. Slang snot is the term for when you sneeze while going down the road and the wind blows it to the passenger that's behind you. Slang snot.
That's Tony's word of the day. Here's the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Susie sells seashells by the seashore. She's the sharpest seashell seller to sell seashells on that shore before.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's Real Good. Three inmates are in jail in St. Paul, Minnesota. They're being called heroes now. Mm-hmm. They saved another inmate from committing suicide.
Oh, wow.
Deontay, Austin, and Rodolfo, they saw a guy climb up onto a railing last Wednesday above a common area, and it looked like he was about to jump.
Poor dude's at the end of his rope.
They tried to talk him down while Deontay ran and grabbed a laundry cart that was nearby.
Wow, fast thinking.
And when the guy did jump, they managed to catch him in it.
Like in the movies.
Yeah, he only ended up with a twisted ankle.
Dang.
But he didn't die. And that's amazing. There's footage of the whole thing, too. An inmate 2 years ago did do this. So,
and that's where this inmate
word spreads, and this guy's saying, well, that guy did. I'm doing it. But these three just wouldn't let him. Deontay, Austin, and Rodolfo, they're all in for nonviolent crimes. The sheriff decided to meet them in person and say thanks and wish them luck when they got out. The jail's also planning to put up some fencing up there, too. So maybe this won't happen again.
Man, sounds like good Lord put a couple of good men at the right place at the right time.
To Deontay, Austin, and Rodolfo, y'all are real good. All right, well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. You need to share it with at least 10,000 people today so we can win our podcasting award.
You can do that in a minute. You know?
Come on. I mean, surely you know 10,000 people. Yeah. Get it done. This has been
In Case You Missed It.